Hello and welcome to Life As It Is with me, Dora Middleton. In today's segment, I would like to talk about dating. Dating in 2023, soon to be 2024. When it comes to dating, things are changing rapidly. And it just seems like things are really getting out of hand. And the reason why I say that is because of this. There's a lot of people out there that feel that races shouldn't mix, okay? And I know a lot of people that do their little podcasts, just like me and my little podcast. And I thank all of you that listen to me because I know, oh my God, it fills me with joy to know that I have so many fans and listeners out there from around the world. And before I even say anything further, I would like to thank you all for listening to my podcast faithfully. I thank you. I appreciate it. And I will never do a podcast without thanking you all for listening, because I like the fact that you want to hear what I have to say, that you're willing to listen to what I have to say. And I like the fact that you send me emails and questions about the segments. And I like that. I like to interact with my listeners, and I appreciate it. I appreciate all of you, every country, every continent, every state, every city. I thank you all for it. Okay. Now, in saying that, I'm going to go back to race. For me, doing these segments, this podcast of mine, I'm open to talk about any and everything. And so I was just talking to people that I've gone on dates with, or people that I met that's been different nationalities, okay? And we have conversations, and I'm not afraid to ask questions. So they'll ask me, well, you know, have you ever dated outside of your race? And I'll be like, yeah, I have. You know, I have no problem for that, because I don't base my dating on race. My dating is based on the person's personality, how they treat me, if they're respectful, you know, if we have anything in common. You know, I don't look at their race. That wasn't how I was taught. So I'm going to be with who treats me well, okay? Who respects me, who cares about my feelings and what I want, and who's willing to make a life with me, who's willing to appreciate me being there as well as I appreciate them, you know, vice versa. So, but I will say, in talking to some of these people that I know, and I'll ask them, have you ever dated out of your race? And they'll tell me, I've had a lot of Caucasian men say, well, no, I haven't, but I want to. I was always afraid to do it because I was raised that race that I was. This is what the Caucasian man told me, that they were raised to where they were taught that black women was not the type of woman you should date. They were told if they ever dated out of their race, they would lose their trust funds. They would lose just any kind of inheritance that they were due to get. And some of them were lied to by their parents that black people were bad people. They were thieves. They steal. They just weren't good people. And then most of these people went on to go to college and happened to. And I will go back and say this. Some of these guys had never even interacted with black people before, they said, until they got into college, because they usually, some of them lived in the outskirts where it wasn't too many black people. It wasn't any living near them, so they had never met them. So all they could do was go by what their parents taught them. This is an example of what I say when I say racism is born at home. You're not born racist. You're taught it. So in saying that, these guys were taught racism by their parents, as they told me, their parents and their grandparents and their families. So they were taught, and the racism was, it was only against black women. They didn't have anything bad to say about other women. It was black women. And this is why I say, as a Black woman, we can't catch a break. Everyone is always checking for us. Everyone is always trying to say negative things about us. We're evil. We're angry. We're bitter. We're jealous. We're ugly. We're just so unattractive. We're ghetto. We wear fake hair. We wear fake nails. We wear fake this. All we care about is designer this, designer that. You know, we're not any of the above. We are beautiful Black queens, and I demand my respect as one. Okay? And that's what they're taught. Okay? So out of all of these races of men that I spoke to, they had something negative to say about Black women because of what they were taught. So then I spoke with Hispanic men. And we had the same conversation, and they'll ask me, have you ever dated a Hispanic man? I tell them that. Okay, I'll ask, okay, have you ever dated a Black woman? Well, no, because I'm afraid that she might curse me out in front of my parents or my family. I say, really? That's typical stereotype, don't you think? You know? And the same man had just told me 1,000 stories about how his own Hispanic women, how white women, Chinese women, all of these different races of women, has cursed him out, beat him up physically, misused him, and did it all in front of his family. And I have to laugh about it. And it's not funny, but I'm laughing at the fact that this very thing that you said you never dated a Black woman because of is what you got with all of those other race of women. And I kindly explained that to him. I said, now, those are the things that you said you didn't want, but those women did all that to you. But yet you were running from Black women because you said that's what they were going to do. But it was your own women that was beating your ass. Caucasian women beating your ass. Every race of woman that he could have dated, he did. Every race of a woman that was out there, he dated. And they did him that way, that exact way. And he couldn't explain that to me. I said, so you gave everyone that chance, but a Black woman. And she could have been the love of your life, but you shut the door on her because you wanted to go chasing other people that did exactly what you claimed you didn't want them to do, you know? And then he turned around and said, well, I don't think that about you. You seem like you're a really sweet woman. And, you know, I like spending time with you and talking to you. And I hope that we can be more than friends. And I said, absolutely not, you know? And then that's when he decided to tell me I wasn't being fair. Well, you know, neither were you when you were out there stereotyping Black women. You weren't being fair at all. You were just putting a stereotype on them that was not right. It was nothing right about it. But you put it there and you lived by it. But then you meet me and you see, oh, well, she doesn't fit any of that. So I like her. And you think that I'm going to be okay giving you a chance to come into my world, my life? No, sir. Not going to happen. The same thing I told the Caucasian guy. Yeah, you were taught racism by your family, but you allowed them to tell you what you were going to do, even though you were up in age. You're a grown man now, and you still let them in your head. Because you don't want to lose the money that they're telling you that they're leaving for you. So the money is more important than your happiness. So, you know, I don't want you now anyway, because if you're chasing money rather than happiness or love, then you're a problem, because I'm not looking for anything like that. I don't want anyone like that. You know, so even that person, the Caucasian guy, well, you're wrong. You're not giving us a chance. I don't have to give you a chance. The moment that you told me that you did not date a Black woman because you didn't want to lose your inheritance and because your parents told you this and that, and now all of a sudden after you meet some Black people and you see that your parents and your grandparents lied, you want to have a change of heart, and you expect for all of us out here, all of us beautiful Black women, to just drop everything and say, well, you know, you've changed, so I'm going to give you a shot. But you didn't give anyone else a shot, though. You know, you just let that stereotype hang over a black woman's head and you believed it and didn't care about researching it or trying to figure that out. All you cared about is mama and daddy's money. So no, I refused to talk to him too. But I'm not saying I've never dated out of my race, because I have. It's just those two particular people I've never talked to. So then I happened to talk to a Native American guy in conversation, and and I might add, my daughter's Native American. Now this is where it gets real tricky. So her father's Native American, Cherokee Indian. Okay. He's Cherokee. And I was told by this guy, well, I'm looking for love. I want someone that's going to love me. And I said, well, who have you been dating? Same list of women, same every race, but a black one. And I said, why is that? Why is it that you can't date a black woman? You're Native American. He says, well, the elders said I am allowed. His elders said he's allowed to date anyone but a black woman. And I'm like, here it is. Black women with a bad rap again for no reason. I said, really? Why is that? He said, well, they just said they're not right. I said, you do know I'm an African-American woman, right? I'm a black woman. Black American woman. He says, yeah, and you're nothing like what they are saying, and I would love to date you. You know, I said, really? I said, so what you're willing to do is let your elders have you in a life that's not happy with another race of woman just because they're everything but a black woman. Well, you know, with Native Americans, we listen to our elders. I said, but your elders are going to have you alone and going through all these terrible relationships, and you don't know, God may have it for you to be with a black woman. All of these people that feel like black women isn't what they should be with, they're losing out. Because one thing about a black woman is, we will stick with your ass if you don't have a pot to piss in. And we're going to help you get a pot to piss in. Okay, we're going to lift you up. We're going to stand by your side. We're going to be there for you, even if you don't have a dime. But that's not what you want. You want the women that's going to come to you when you have the money, maybe throw you two or three kids so they can get, when they divorce you and take half of your money that they didn't work for, the other half they're going to try to get for the child support after they get the alimony. Okay. But those are the type of women that you all want. Those are the type of women that you want. But when you can have the happiness with black women, but you choose to be with the women, the gold diggers, okay? And don't get me wrong, gold diggers come in every race, but that's not what's going on right here. They're not saying that they don't really want the black women because they're gold diggers. They don't want them because they're black. It's all just based on race. So, no, those guys didn't stand a chance in hell with dating me or going out with me. And then when I said no, then I became the bad person. Then they decided to tell me that I don't like other races of men, and, you know, I'm wrong. I'm wrong because I said I didn't want to date any of you because of the way that you have stereotyped my people. I'm a black woman. So just because you think, okay, well, I met her and she's a good black woman, I'll date her regardless of how I feel about the other ones. No, that's bullshit. I'm not going to give you a chance in hell to date me because you're not up to my standards. Okay. You're not. None of them were up to my standards. And I'm not just saying that to you all on this podcast. I told them to their faces, you're not up to my standards. You're not what I want. You're not, number one, you're not man enough for me. Okay. Number two, I think you, in your own ways, you're all a racist yourself. So that embedded racism is there, and I'm not dealing with it. So I didn't do it. But I chose to do this podcast on race and Black women because we're just tired of it. We're tired of people trying to make us like we're the worst type of human being out there in this world, and we're not. We've always had to fight for everything. I can remember being on certain jobs where these women didn't know where their asses were located. Where when I was going, and this was even in my younger days, when I was in my 20s, when I was going through, you know, finding myself and going through different jobs, you know, trying to find out what I wanted to do, even though I went to school for psychology and to be a paralegal, you know, and I did all that and some medical things as well. But overall, the degree was psychology, okay? And even though I haven't worked in it, I have worked at some of the biggest Fortune 500 companies they have out there. And I tell you, the racism runs rapid, okay? You have every race of people in there, but everyone has it easy. But when you're Black, you have to work 10 times harder. I have noticed the racism in banking, because I've worked in banking. I have noticed it. I'm not giving any names to the big companies I've worked for, but I've worked in a lot of Fortune 500 companies. And when I tell you, the racism is definitely running rapid. It's running rapid out there. And I've seen it firsthand. And I brought it to their attention. And I explained to them, I don't like this shit. I don't like it. I have a problem with it. Well, it's nothing we can do with it about it. Yes. How is it nothing we can do about it when you're the ones doing it? So I think basically what he was saying is, okay, the higher ups in this company is okay with it. This is the way they want it done. So this is the way it's going to be. And I'm not, because of confidentiality, I can't tell anything else, but Black people don't have, when you go into these places looking to get certain things, you don't really stand a chance. They're going to put you through hell if they don't overcharge you. They're going to put you through hell to get what you want. Even though you're very well qualified, credit, income, everything, you're qualified for all of it. But you best believe you're not going to get it. And it's sad. It's really sad because we have to fight so hard and everyone else gets it so easy. And I don't mind working hard. I don't mind showing people the skills that I have. I don't want people to think I was just given something for no reason. I want you to see that my hard work got me where I'm at today. And I want you to see that when I have gone on these jobs, them very women, and I'm going to be honest, they've been women of every different race, some men as well, that's supposed to train me on that position. Okay, they're supposed to train me now. And I ended up training them. Go figure. I ended up training them. Can you believe it? So I'm coming in the job as a new employee, starting this new career, and my trainer don't know shit. And I'm turning around and I'm training them. I'm literally coming in this big ass company and I'm training your damn employees. Because they don't know what the hell they're doing. Losing your money, doing all kinds of shit. And then turn around and tell me, well, gosh, you should have my job. My exact words was, I know that. I should have your job. I know that. You're not telling me anything I don't know. But because of the color of my skin, we're not going to get that position you got, because they're going to keep it with you because of the color of your skin, whether you know how to do it or not. But then they're going to expect for us to carry the slack, pick up the slack and do what the hell you're supposed to be doing because you don't know how to do it. But one thing about me, I didn't do that shit. You hired this person knowing they didn't know what they were doing. And I'm not going to cover them I'm not going to do my work and theirs. You're going to either get them trained the correct way, and I'm not going to be the one to keep training them. I'm not going to do it, and I didn't. Or you get rid of them and you get somebody in the position that you know should be there, like myself or someone else, because I'm not doing it. And I didn't. And I stand by what I said. No, I'm not going to come in here in your big company and train your people that shouldn't be in there, that's only there because they share the same skin complexion you have, they're Caucasian. I'm going to just put it out there. I'm not going to beat around the bush. I'm not going to sit here and pretend like, you know, I'm not going to hide the fact that the racism is out there. It definitely is. Like, I run my own business. Plenty of them. I have four. And I was selling online. And I had, and this is the truth, I had a Caucasian woman get online and tell me, because my products look so professionally made, that they were not mine. And I was paying to have my products on this site. And I'm not even going to say the site, because I started to sue them, but I felt they're not worth it. Because in that case, we're going to be suing any and everybody out there, because this is what happens when you share my black skin. She went on to tell me, that's not your products. You didn't make those. Those belong to someone else. So you, and I kindly explained to her, look, this is what I'm going to need for you to do. Stay the fuck off of my page. Stay off my website that I pay for. If I can't help you with anything, if you're not trying to purchase anything, leave me the fuck alone. Okay? I don't want your business. Don't need your business. But then she turns around and tells me, well, I'm going to report your page to such and such so they can shut it down. So I had to laugh. I really had to laugh. I'm saying to myself, so because you're jealous that I'm a black woman that's very skilled and knows what she's doing business-wise, have all these beautiful products, you're that jealous and envious that you can't do this, that you don't have the skills or the mindset to make the products that I made and to sell the products that I sell. So you want to go mess with my livelihood and get it shut down because you're jealous of a woman with black skin doing this. So you're going to go do what you want to do to try to end that, right? And I was like, no, you know, I know racism runs deep. I grew up in racism. We were the only blacks on the street in the nice suburban area, and they felt we didn't belong. I went through all of that. Okay. But she honestly went and she told them they were not my products. They wrote me, it sent me an email and told me they were going to shut down my account because I didn't make those products. Now, this is all my hard earned. I made all of my stuff. When I say my family and I was up hours overnight, we didn't sleep for days making these products and me designing my things. And you telling me that one Caucasian woman can come to you and tell you that this is not my shit that I have business licenses for. Everything is totally registered, you name it, and you want to tell me this is not my things because of a white woman that came to you out of jealousy and envy, and then you're going to shut down my page. Yes, I started to sue them. I did. And I said, you know what? They're not worth it. They're not worth it. I don't need my products on a website where you're a racist piece of shit and where you're allowing racist pieces of shit like her to interpret to you what you're going to do after I'm paying you a monthly fee to have my shit on your site. So I kindly told them, you know what? I don't need you. I don't need your website. Just give me back my money that you owe me for prepaying for the website and let me go on about my business. You know, but that woman didn't like herself. She was a piece of trash. She was a racist. But why argue with her? Because she's definitely not on my level. She was totally beneath me. But the fact that she was white, she was able to do that. And I just took my business elsewhere and still doing very well, but I took it elsewhere. But that's what I'm saying when I say people sit here and say there's no such thing as white privilege. White privilege is out there. I've seen it firsthand. I've worked amongst it. I've seen it. I've dealt with it. Okay. And it's there. And until people understand that it's there and stop pretending like it don't exist, we're never going to get anywhere. There should never be a time when someone, because of the color of their skin, can kind of come and interrupt your business because she's jealous of the fact that you're successful and she's a piece of shit. And she's jealous and she can go and get your business, your website shut down because she went to her counterparts, someone that shared her race. She went to them and complained and they didn't want to hear anything else. When these people knew this was my stuff, these were my things, but they shut it down. And I was okay with that. And I left. I was fine with that. I'm not going to force you to take any of my money anyway, because I believe you take too much money in sales when it's our products, you know? So I didn't really want to use their company anyway. So I was already looking to have my own website where I didn't have to deal with that type of stuff anyway. So she did me a favor. But that's what I'm saying when I say the racism runs rapid out here. This is something Black women can't catch a break. I sit here and I watch these videos where you have Caucasian women saying Black women look so stupid when they line their lips with eyeliner. No, we don't. No, we don't. But the one you racist ones out there look real stupid following up. You're following us up, checking for us. You're showing us that you're jealous of us, that you want what we have. You want those beautiful lips. You want those curves. You want everything. You're putting braids in your hair that does not look right in your hair. And I'm not trying to be ignorant, but come on now. Some things you need to not touch. Okay? But don't come for us when you guys are wearing fake eyelashes. Honey, you have fake eyelashes on. Okay? And a ton of makeup. And I'm proud of the fact that I don't wear fake eyelashes. I don't wear a ton of makeup. I'm just a beautiful woman and I'm strictly natural. Okay? Hair natural, everything natural. You know, and I sit here and I listen to this stuff like, what is the problem to where Caucasian women have so much bitterness and hatred toward Black women? I mean, I think a lot of, and some of you might not agree with what I'm about to say, but I'm not going to candy coat it. These women were taught to not like Black women. Now, they will date a Black man. Why? Because when some of them date Black men, they make sure they're dating the athletes, the actors, the rappers, anyone that can bring them money. So they will lay down with them all day long. But when it comes to Black women, they cannot stand a Black woman. Because we have something that we were given to. God gave us what we have. He gave us the beautiful full lips, the beautiful skin, the glows. He gave us that. We don't have to go and tan to get those things. We don't have to go buy them. Okay. We were born with it. You know, we were born with the ass. We were born with the breast. We were born with the thighs. We were born with the curves. We don't have to purchase these things. We were born with the beautiful Black skin that come in all different shades, just glowing. And because of that, we are one of the most hated races of women out there. And that's sad. It's sad. But guess what? All the hatred that they try to send toward us just makes us stronger. We don't care. I mean, on social media, they go in. I mean, Black women this, Black women that. Why is the Black woman's name or anything about a Black woman always coming out of your mouth? That's what the real problem is. You need to find yourself. Find yourself, find who you are, find your own identity and stop trying to take ours. We don't check for anybody else. There's not a race out there we're checking for. We live our lives. We just want to be happy. We are family women. We love being with family. We love going to picnics with our family. We do all this stuff. We're not checking for other races of women saying what they should change about themselves or how ugly they look when they do this and that, because we don't give a damn. We don't care. We're not out there promoting hatred because someone's Caucasian or Hispanic or white or Hispanic, Caucasian, whatever, Chinese. Nothing. We're not checking for anybody. We just want to just be happy with our family. But we're tired of being followed in stores when we go in there. We're tired of them not wanting to wait on us. We're tired of them doing all this disrespectful shit to us. We're tired of them thinking that they can just come up to us and spit on you and talk down on you, talk down on your kids, accuse you of stealing shit you know you haven't stolen. We are tired of it, and we're not going to keep dealing with it. Well, I'm going to say this about me. I don't deal with it. I'm not a violent person. I'm not a violent person. I don't believe in violence like that. But if you spit on me, I'm beating your ass. Okay? And that's the truth. That is one of the nastiest things you can ever do to anyone. And that's just come up to someone and spit in their faces. We're not living in those times. You're not dealing with our ancestors where they dealt with this shit. No, we're not in those times anymore. We're not. You're dealing with a whole new breed of people. And we're not going to accept it. And I don't do well with disrespect. So I demand my respect. I don't give a damn who you are. You can be my own race. I demand my damn respect. I'm not letting anyone disrespect me. I don't give a damn what race you are. You're going to give me my respect. Okay? And I tell people that. So I don't just say, well, they're going to respect me because they're a different race. Oh, no, baby. I demand my respect from every race. I don't give a damn what race it is. I demand my respect and I will get it. So I'm just saying that, you know, stay off of social media coming for Black women, because Black women aren't checking for anybody. We're not. We just like to do our beauty shit or whatever we're doing online. You know what I'm saying? Showing you how to do your hair, whatever we're showing you. Just enjoy the videos and keep it moving. Stop hating. Stop hating because you don't like who you are. Stop hating because you can't be who we are. Just everybody live their lives and stay out of drama and keep the bullshit to yourselves. And stop all these videos where you're coming for Black women. Because if you watch every video that a Black woman does, she will come on there and say, I'm not checking for you all. Stop fucking checking for us. Leave us alone. Let us be happy. But every time you turn around, there's videos of women that is not of our color, our race, making these videos talking bad about us. And we laugh about it because we're like, wow. These women must really have some insecurities because they just can't seem to stop talking about Black women. Oh, and we take, that's why we get your men. Honey, take them, okay? We're not even trying to keep you from doing that because guess what? A person like me, when I meet one of yours that I like, I'm coming for them, okay? I'm telling you that right now. I'm going to come for him and I'm going to get him. As long as he's single, not married or engaged or in a relationship, I'm coming for his ass. And you're not going to stand in my way. Because I don't discriminate. If it's a good man, I don't give a damn what race he is. I'm going to talk to him. So if your man, if your fellow Caucasian male is available, he's attracted to me, I'm attracted to him, guess what? I'm going to take him. And I don't care who does not like it. If your fellow Indian man is there and he's into my beautiful Black self, I'll take him if I want him. I'm not going to discriminate against any race of man out there. If you come to me with respect and we get along and I like you, you like me, yes, I will give you a chance to show me if you're what I'm looking for. Okay? I'm not going to turn my back on you just because you're not black. Okay? So I'm putting that out there, and I know what I'm saying, and I'm not going to bite my tongue. And I know that I have men listening to my podcast from every country, every city, every state. And I'm here telling you right now, I don't care about what race you are. If I think you're a good person, I will talk to you. I'm not going to let anyone tell me that I can't have you, because if I want you, I will have you. So that's what I'm putting out there. Okay, so if anyone is offended by anything I've said, I will not apologize, because I'm only keeping it real and telling the truth. And I always say this, if you don't like what I'm saying, feel free not to listen. Okay. But the last time I checked, the people that listen to me around the world likes the fact that I keep everything totally 100, totally true. They've sent me messages telling me that, and I'm not going to change who I am. I'm going to continue to keep it true. So that's why I decided to do this segment on racism when it comes to black women, why we are so discriminated against by everyone. And it's not necessary. It's not called for. Why are we such a super threat to people everywhere when we are not out there trying to hurt anyone, but we are a threat to everyone. And we're doing nothing. We're not doing anything for anyone to even feel that way about us. But, you know, my motto is keep it moving. If you don't like me, keep it moving. You don't have to talk to me. You don't have to do anything. Just don't disrespect me. You can walk past me. Don't say shit. I won't say shit to you. Just keep it moving. Just don't bring your drama my way. Keep your hatred over there and we'll get along fine. If you have sense, you have respect, you want to speak to me, I will speak back. I have no problem with that. But it will be a cold day in hell when you approach me on some bullshit and think that you're going to get away with it, because you're not. That's all I have to say. And I don't give a damn who you are. I don't care what race you are. Okay? No one approaches me on bullshit and I tolerate it. So I just want to put that out there. So I would like to thank you guys for tuning in to Life As It Is with me, Dora Middleton. It has been such a pleasure. I know that I get a lot of emails asking, okay, are you going to upload a new segment? And I've been kind of busy, so I'm back into uploading my segments again. So I hope that you all like the segments, and don't forget to continue to like them, and feel free to continue to leave me questions, and I will continue to answer back like always. And again, until next time, I would like to thank you all again for tuning in to Life As It Is with me, Dora Middleton. Take care.